We welcome you back, and as promised, Sebastian Janikowski of the Raiders joining us here on Sports Radio KHTK. We welcome him to the program. Sebastian, this is Grant Napier. How are you doing?
Hey, Grant. How are you? I'm good.
I'm doing great. Congratulations on the record the other night, and now I guess your team is trying to appeal to the league that the spot was wrong, that it may be 64 yards. What do you think about that?
I always line up like a couple inches behind the line, so I got to look at the film. I haven't seen the film. I can't really tell from the film that I'm watching, so I don't know, whatever the Raiders think.
Sebastian, I read that you went to sleep on Sunday night in Denver dreaming that you would do this. Is that correct, really?
Yeah, actually. I was every time you're in Denver, you always think about it, you know, if it's going to happen, this is the year, if you know you're going to break it or you're going to tie it. And you're thinking so much, then I fall asleep, and I was dreaming about it.
You know, I hear stories all the time about you in practice. Well, what's the longest field goal that you've ever kicked in practice?
I think it was around 70, 72, somewhere there.
Wow. So I mean, listen, you probably thought that this would have already been done by now, and I'm not first of all, you don't get a lot of opportunities to kick a 63-yarder. It has to be at the end of the half or at the end of a game, right? So it's not like you get a lot of chances during a game to do this.
No, you actually don't. Like you say, it's got to be before the half or towards the end of the game. But also, you know, it's got to be perfect weather. Or the wind's got to be behind you or kicking the dome. That would help.
Yeah. So if you were in a dome, perfect weather conditions, you think you could kick a 67, 68 yard, or you think you could do that, don't you?
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that is possible.
All right. For the folks that did not hear it, Sebastian, I know you've heard this, but here's the call of the kick by the voice of the Raiders, Greg Papa.
Okay. This is going to be a 63-yard attempt here to tie an all-time National Football League record. Can he do it from 63? Kondo snap to Leckler. Part of history. Good. Jano has it away. I think he may have the distance. It is good! He made it! He made a 63-yard field goal to tie the all-time NFL record. He barely got it over the crossbar, but he got it. Sebastian Janikowski ties Tom Dempsey and Jason Elam with a 63-yard field goal.
That's the call by Greg Papa. Great call at the end of the half as we talk with Sebastian Janikowski. And I also read that you didn't think you hit the ball as well as you could have. Is that correct, really?
No, I haven't. I mean, as soon as I hit it, you know, Shane, the holder, told me, he's like, I don't think you hit it good. And it felt kind of weird, a lot of spin on the ball. And before warm-ups, I was hitting better.
Tell me about the rule to have the ball kicked off from the 35. For you, I would think that you could kick every ball all year out of the end zone. But how does that affect what you do, kicking off from the 35 as opposed to the 30?
I mean, it definitely helps the team, you know, kickoffs and help the defense. And the offense got to go 80 yards against our defense, so the percentage is really low. But like I said, it depends on the, you know, it's a lot of wind. You're going to have a lot of cold games, so not necessarily you're not going to get a touchback every time.
Do you think that you and other kickers will start kicking the ball differently at times let's say you're on a perfect weather condition and there's no wind and that's not an issue, where you can kick the ball and have it land inside the 10 or inside the 5? I mean, that's easier said than done, but do you think you'll start seeing that around the league?
I'm sure, yeah, I think we will. I mean, coach is going to make hard decisions. They're going to tell the kicker, start kicking really high, try to kick a goal line or 5-yard line so we can tackle inside 10 or 15-yard line, you know?
Yeah, Sebastian Janikowski with us. You know, I'm curious. All kickers go through either trying to win the game for a team, or if you don't make it, you lose it at the end of the game. How do you handle that type of pressure at the end of the game when you know that eventually it's going to come down to you in a close game?
I've been doing this for a long time, and you just try to block off everything. If you make a field goal, you know, everybody's going to be happy. But if you miss it, you're going to have a rough week. But you got to turn the page, and next week you're looking for the next game and try to perform better.
You know, how important is the holder and the fact that you and Shane have been doing this for a long time? How comforting? I mean, is there something to that? I mean, talk about the snap, the holder, and what you have to do as a kicker.
I mean, John's been perfect in all many years he's been here. Me and Shane, we've been here since the beginning. So he knows when I'm missing, when I'm missing him the ball, he always tilted to a left or right, whatever. So with those two guys and the protection, the front line, I couldn't do it without them.
Sebastian, tell the fans that are listening, if the ball is tilted a little bit one way or the other. How much of a difference does that really make in making a field goal?
I mean, this game is a game of inches. I mean, especially if you don't get the laces. I think that's the most important part. If you don't get the laces out, the ball got weird flight, so it doesn't control better.
I'm curious. I've got somebody that wanted to ask me, can you hit the screen at Cowboys at the new stadium? Can you hit that?
On kickoff?
Yeah.
No.
No way, right?
No, I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, now, can Shane could kick that punt. He could hit that with punting, right?
Shane can, yeah, I think he hit one in warm-up, so we play in Dallas.
Wait, what's the best? I mean, I would think for you, going to Denver is the best place to kick because of the altitude, right?
No, hands down, yeah, Denver, I think it's the best place to kick. Or in the dorm, somewhere inside.
Yeah, so now, when you're playing in Oakland for the first month of the season and you have to kick off dirt, how hard is that?
You get used to it after so many years doing it. I mean, there's no trick to it, you know. Just where you plant your foot, it slips sometimes. That's a problem. But you get used to it, and you work on it for so many years.
Is it harder to kick off the dirt or off a field where it's been raining like it was the other night in Denver?
I think it's harder to kick off the dirt.
Really?
Yeah.
So if it's raining and the grass or the sports turf is a little slick, you can still get a good plant with your plant foot?
Yeah, pretty much. You're going to wear longer cleats. You're probably going to wear like 5'8". But on the dirt, you know, if it's wet or whatever, you split.
Mm-hmm. Sebastian Janikowski joining us right here on the Grant Napier Show. You know, I'm curious. You have one of the very best legs in the NFL, and you have. Do you feel that you get more opportunities to kick long field goals? But a lot of coaches don't like that because if you miss, the other team gets the ball at the spot. I mean, do you campaign with the coach sometimes and go, hey, man, I can do this. Let me on. I can do this. I mean, because you got such a big leg, you know?
I think every kicker want to try anything. You know, they're going to tell the coach if they don't want to hear it. They're going to say that, hey, I can kick 60. They're going to try it. But, you know, just a lot of trust in coaching, a lot of trust in the team. And that's what you work on through train camp, and, you know, that's how it works out.
Now it's on at Buffalo. Boy, what a short week. You guys leave tomorrow. What a schedule, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Buffalo, you know, especially after the week one, what kind of performance they had against Kansas City. You know, they're a good team, so it's going to be tough.
You know, I'm curious. We always say that the kickers have a different life. If you go to a practice, you guys are a lot of times by yourselves, you and Shane, and you do your thing. But can you feel, I don't know what word I'm looking for, a different attitude with this team because you were 8-8 last year, and it just seems like you guys got a good thing going. I mean, do you feel that momentum starting to build with your teammates?
Yeah, I felt that during training camp that guys are buying into the system, I think, and Hugh did a great job to support us, and he's going to lead us.
We're talking with Sebastian Janikowski right here on the Grant Napier Show. Now, do you golf?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah? All right, so like you got in Shane golfs, right? You guys golf together, don't you?
Yes. Yeah, Condo, me, Shane.
So who's got the trophy there?
No, actually, I think Shane beat me the last week or 2 weeks ago, so he's got the trophy for now.
Now, how long have you been golfing?
Probably 12 years.
Really? All right. So you started golfing when you came over to the U.S.?
I started golfing when I got drafted.
Wow. And you like it? It's good? You enjoy it?
I enjoy it every time. It's a good competition, me, Shane, and Condon.
You golf lefty?
No, actually, I'm right-handed.
So you're golfing right-handed. All right, that's good. I'll tell you one thing. I'm not saying this to embarrass you because I've had you on and I've talked to you at Napa before, but your English has really, really gotten good. I mean, you must feel very comfortable with that.
Yeah, it's getting better since you do more interviews, so it's getting more better.
Yeah, and you can even understand someone like me with a New York accent who talks fast, right?
Yes, I do.
All right, so I want to ask you, you've been in this league a long time. You've got the 63-yarder. The Raiders are trying to get a 64-yarder. Push comes. You're gonna go more than 65. Don't you really feel that you're gonna get a chance and you're gonna make this a no doubt about it, that one day you'll make a 65, 66 yarder? Don't you think that's gonna happen?
You know, I thought that the 63 yarder is gonna happen earlier than that. I think I played 174 games, and I believe that it would happen early, but it didn't. It took 12 years, so I don't know how much longer I can wait for the 66.
Yeah, is the leg still as strong as ever? I mean, does that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, leg definitely feels good. I mean, we got good training camp, so I'm feeling good.
Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming on. That's awesome. Congratulations. Have a safe trip to Buffalo, and hopefully I can have you on down the road, all right?
Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much. That's Sebastian Janikowski. And I mean that. His English really has improved. And, you know, people say, well, it should. He's been in the country. You know what? I'm gonna just say this, okay? You go over to Poland, okay? Or you go over to France, or you go over to Germany, go to Japan and go over there not knowing a word of their language. And let me see how you sound in 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 7 years. You know, people go, oh, well, gee, you know, he's been over here for 10 years. Nonsense. You go try living in a different country for 6 months out of the year, and let's see how your English is going to be. And I that's why people sometimes make fun of, you know, people's English or what. Hey, unless you have taken up another language and unless you've gone to another country where you don't know a word when you get there, not so fast. It's not the easiest thing in the world.